Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Gritty Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on the safety bars, because we won't be doing that for you. Gentlemen, it's episode 51, another milestone episode, and boy, am I excited. Do you know why I'm excited, Derek?
Because we made it past 50? Well, sorry, you was asking Derek.
And because what's today's episode, Craig?
It is our last episode. Thank you for joining us, and we have enjoyed.
Oh, thank goodness. you said it. Now, what is today, Derek?
Family Feud Day?
Almost. Dun, dun, it is dun, time dun, for episode 51, The Return of Disney Parks Password.
Yes.
I'm sure everybody is gathered around their device listening intently. Wild.
They're ready to play along at home, and guess who the host is today?
We are breaking the mold, aren't we? This is a Monday episode.
It is. Monday, fun day, I say. Our host today is none other than our very own Craig Shelton, a.k.a. Jeeves. Sorry, that was a one-time thing.
No more.
So, Craig, how are you feeling about your host? So far, I've hosted one. Derek's hosted one. And now it's your turn. I know you've been looking forward to this.
Derek won the first one. I won the second one just because you let me. Right? So you've not won one yet.
No, of course not.
We don't have that.
We play fair and square here in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm. I'll keep that in mind.
Before we start the game, I do want to send out a big thank you to our good friend and faithful listener, Daniel Green.
Yes.
Daniel recently sent us some Lucha Libre masks from Mexico for us to wear on our next Battle Royale, and we intend to do that.
And we'll have pictures, too.
We will have a selfie in the very near future of us in our Lucha Libre masks.
As soon as we figure out how to breathe through the
That's true. Yes.
Maybe that's why he sent them.
He's trying to choke us out.
I know why he sent them, because you can't talk with them on.
He wants us to be quiet.
Oh.
Perfect. Oh. Thanks, Daniel. No, we appreciate Daniel. He's given us some good feedback and even some show ideas that we'll get to in the near future. But that's not what today's about, guys.
It's not.
Today we're going to have a little fun as Craig hosts Disney Parks Password.
No, this is your... You say this is fun.
The listeners enjoy it.
I've yet to see verifiable proof of that.
Listeners, help me out here. Back me up. Give us some feedback on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, email. Just any kind of feedback that you enjoy Disney Parks Password.
And you're not related to Matthew.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Nobody I know listens to the show, Derek.
Oh,
nobody I'm related to listens.
Good point.
So, Craig, you want to explain the rules?
I think usually Derek tells us what happens to the loser first, right?
Sure. I think it involves something about a tattoo artist and pain.
Well, we'll talk about while Derek's thinking. We'll talk real quick. It is I'll ask a question, just like the game Password. I'll ask one clue, and then I'll move
just
to
say
the next
a word.
Clue. Yes, one word, then move to the next word. We'll do a total of four words.
And we got to figure out what you're saying.
Correct. But Derek, what happens to the loser?
I thought I was coming up with.
What does a winner get?
The winner gets to rappel down the Forbidden Mountain.
What is the Forbidden Mountain?
And that's for the winner?
Expedition Everest.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that mountain in Tokyo Disney Sea.
What if the winner doesn't want to do that?
Why
I don't
wouldn't?
Care. I'm the host. I'm not playing.
Derek, what if we get arrested doing that?
Well, it's part of the challenge.
You can't. Well, tell them the Grim Grinning guy sent you.
That's right.
They'll understand.
And tell them we're up there trying to fix the Yeti.
Yes. They'll buy that.
Yes. Well, if that's what the winner gets, what does the loser get?
The loser has to catch the winner rappelling down the Forbidden Mountain.
So they are actually the breaks.
Yes.
Okay.
Belay on.
Do you think there's listeners out there that thinks there's genuinely something wrong with the three of us? Like, I think demographic.
Generally me.
Well, I think we all have our
quirks.
Yeah. But that's what makes us Triple G. Craig, do you want to start us off with a practice round or just jump right into it?
Okay, here's practice round.
Okay.
All right.
Practice round. First word, Ghosts.
Haunted Mansion.
Dang, y'all are good at this.
Oh. This could be a quick game, Derek.
You want to hear my first other clues?
Yeah, let's hear the other clues.
Dune buggy, dark ride, and mansion.
Wow. Yeah, this is going to be a quick show.
Okay, that was just, that, Derek, it's okay. That was just a practice round. That does not count.
Just a warm up.
I'm good if it counted. It wouldn't. I'd get it over sooner, right?
Okay. Let's get tougher.
I'm nervous. I'm very nervous.
This gets tougher as we go, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Ooh.
Prehistoric.
Dinosaur.
Sand.
Boneyard.
Derek, are you going to guess? Are you,
the boneyard, did I win?
Is your mic working? Yes. You want to hear my other clues on this?
Ding, ding, ding.
Prehistoric, sand, dig, Boone approved was going to be my last one.
Oh, Boone approved. What isn't Boone approved, Derek? That's what I want to know. Seems like Boone approves everything, which is a great...
Dale?
He didn't approve it because he was eating.
All right.
Salads?
So Matthew is one and Derek is zero. Are you ready?
Yes.
Cartoon.
Art of animation.
Adventure.
PhilharMagic.
Grand Fiesta Tour.
I guess music. World Showcase.
Agent P Showcase Adventure. Or Agent P's. What?
That is it.
Yeah.
Phineas and Ferb Agent P's Adventure. Okay. My last clue is going to be platypus.
Have either of you ever done one of those?
Nope.
I have not.
No, Clint and his family, you know, he mentioned to us that they had done one. I'm anxious to try that in the future.
I think it's great for middle school, younger kids. I think it'd be good. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. Score, Matthew 2, Derek 0.
Ooh.
Green. Plants.
Green plants? Living with the land.
That's what I was going to say.
Tall.
Swiss Family Robinson treehouse? He wasn't kidding when he said these were going to get tougher.
Green, plants, tall. Final clue, woman.
I don't know her name.
Divine.
That's it.
Is she still around? I don't ever see her on the town.
I haven't seen her since we've been there lately.
I don't think she's there anymore. She was awesome, too. Okay. I went on a date with her. It was crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she divine?
She was a tall drink of water.
No, the first time we saw her, like, Sissy noticed her. It was kind of terrifying. Terrifying.
It is kind of cool.
Is that four to nothing?
That's three to nothing.
Oh, three.
We didn't give him any credit for the
that's right.
Practice round. Now, okay. I've been taking it easy on you guys.
Uh-oh.
And now we're going.
He means business.
Now we're going back into my realm.
Uh-oh.
We're going back into things that don't exist anymore.
Oh, I like it.
The rest of the game.
I'm not going to get any of these.
The rest of the game will be things that do no longer exist at Disney
Craig
World.
Craig is taking ownership of the game, dude.
I know like two of these.
You get some of them.
Hey, when are we doing our live Infinity War review?
I haven't seen it yet, so I guess we'll have to.
We're going to do an Infinity War review 6 months after it.
We can do that. We can do that kind of like some of our ranking system, things we haven't gone to eight.
Yes.
I liked it pretty good, guys. I mean, I like the special effects.
Yeah.
Craig, you haven't seen it. All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Again, these will vary in difficulty. Epcot. Water. Window.
Water, window.
You get the last one. Are you ready?
Horizons?
Vikings.
Maelstrom.
Yes.
Family.
Window.
The big window you almost go out of.
That you can see from outside.
Yeah. Man. He is.
I told you, boys.
That was a pretty tough one.
I'd say he's playing
That was one of the easier ones.
I think he's playing dirty.
He hit dirty.
Next. Main Street. This y'all get this one pretty good guess. Lights.
Main Street Electrical Parade.
That is it.
Mm.
My next clues were Disneyland and power.
Three to two?
Three to two.
All right, Craig. Keep it coming.
Bucket.
Bucket.
Bucket. Wire.
Bucket and wire. You describing a hardware store?
Sky.
Skyliner?
Yep. Skyway.
Skyway. Skyway. Thanks. Skyway.
Oh.
Should I give it
to
him?
The judge helped him on that one. He can have it.
Okay. Sky. I can throw it out.
Did y'all ever ride the Skyway?
I did.
I wasn't there when it was up.
Yep.
We were there. I think we rode it in 1990, but I can't. I know we have pictures of it. I think we rode it. They need to bring it back. Well, I guess they are.
They are.
Yeah. You, and Derek, you actually put some pictures about the progress with the Skyliner. That's what the new one is. It's the Skyliner, the new one?
I think that's right. Okay. I think Skyliner, Skyway was.
That's going to be interesting to see.
So, y'all enjoying the throwback edition so far?
I like it.
All right. Robot. You should get on this one. Trash.
Push. Give it to Derek.
That was a tie.
It's a push.
Okay, we'll give it to Derek. 4-3 is the score. Matthew is in the lead. Push. My other two clues were push and can.
So one of your clues was the actual name of it.
Yes.
Oh, I miss old push.
This is a toughie here, boys. No, let me do another one you may get. Then the rest of them. No, I'll separate them. Boat. Hub.
Oh, the swan boats.
That's it, Dotson.
What is that? See, I don't even know that.
Tell us a little bit of backstory there, Kurt.
That was back in the, I think, from 70, when it first opened until the mid-80s, I think. And it was a boat right there, like in front of Crystal Palace and all that went around. They said there wasn't enough rides, so they made a boat ride where it would kind of
It took you around the moat in front of Cinderella Castle.
I remember before they did the hub renovation, the moat went off. It was a circle of in front of the castle.
Yep. That's what they did with it.
I would have loved to ride that ride. They had something similar at Animal Kingdom too, wasn't it? Just for like a year, the first year Animal Kingdom was open.
I think so.
The Discovery River, I can't remember the name
Rampage.
Of it.
No, that wasn't it.
We're still living in Opryland. All right, what's the score?
The score is 5-3.
Respectable. It's better than I thought it was going to be.
I don't know if I want to scale Mount Everest or catch you falling, Derek.
Okay.
Maybe nobody wins.
I don't think Derek will try to catch me if I was to win.
That's a chance you have to take.
Actually, he's probably right.
Okay.
So you're saying there's a chance.
First word is scary.
Mr. Toad's well read.
That's it.
Look at ya.
Scary, dark ride, deed, and... not a frog.
I got to be honest. That's one of the most things I'm most looking forward to when we go back to Disneyland, whatever that is.
I'm looking forward to that. Let me see. I've got one more, and the points go to 2 points apiece.
So this one's going to 2 points apiece?
After this one.
Oh, okay.
Because this one, you should get this one.
Okay.
Cars.
Lights, motor, action.
That is it.
Yuck.
I was going to say cars, fire, action, stunts.
And then Derek was going to say, safe work environment? I love Disney Parks Password. I live for this, guys.
All right, we're down to...
Derek, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being so much, how much do you love this game?
-3.
The score is 6-4. Derek gets this one. It's tied up.
Craig, do you think Derek even likes this show?
I don't know if Derek likes us.
Well, that's... I know how he feels about me.
Okay.
I think he just helps us host this show so he can take more trips. And it gives him an excuse.
That's what it is.
Hey, don't tell Rachel. She just heard
She may be listening.
I didn't mean that.
Are you ready? Lagoon. Whoop and holler hollow. Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan.
In the world?
Lagoon, whoop, and hollow holler, Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan, and finally, water treatment.
River Country?
That is it.
No idea.
I wanted to say that after. What is Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan, have
to do? She was actually the first person to ride Whoopin' Holler Hollow.
Wow. Did you now, Craig, did you ever go to River Country?
I did not. Did not do that.
See, that's what you guys get for not going to water parks. One of these days they'll close and you won't get to experience them.
I'm kind of glad I didn't after they said that water's contaminated and all this other
stuff.
Well,
you know. Hey, why don't three of us go to a water park on our trip this summer? What do you say?
Why don't three of us go to Water Country?
You're going to be there 2 days.
So, I'll go.
We'll let you go and we'll go somewhere else.
Thanks. Y'all are going to be there. Y'all are going to be there 4 days. Y'all should go. For research purposes.
Research purposes. Music. Theater. Space.
You think the listeners are getting...
Captain EO.
That's it.
I think the listeners are getting tired of this background music.
It doesn't matter.
Captain EO, your favorite show, Derek.
My next clue is going to be MJ.
Michael Jordan?
Guys, I'm down to two clues.
Two questions?
Two questions.
Wait, are those worth two?
Those are worth two.
So what's the score?
It is 8-6.
Gerald Ford's daughter, Susan.
Hey, listen, I pull no punches. I go all the way back.
Okay, so there's two questions left. I'm up by two. I'm wondering who's going to get this one.
This is a tough one.
I hope I know this.
Okay, let me do this other one first, then we'll do the tough one for the very last.
Okay.
Animals. Water. Jars.
Oh.
20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Lagoon. Animal, water, jars, lagoon.
Jars.
Discovery Island?
It is Discovery Island.
Discovery.
Nice job, Derek. Because
what are jars?
The animals were in jars over there. I mean, there's like different jars with different kind of animals and stuff in it.
Formaldehyde?
Yeah. I mean, animals. I mean,
they're
like,
over
not,
there
not,
now?
Not like big animals, but like, yeah, there was actual, yeah. I think they're still there is what people that have gone over there and illegally gone in there, they said they're still there.
Huh. Well, I guess it all comes down to this, Craig. It is
tied up 8-8.
8-8.
Ooh. Or as some people say, 8-8.
That, yeah. Some more like probably 8-8.
C. Are you ready?
I think sure. We couldn't be any more.
I don't know if you'll ever get this
we
one.
We couldn't be more on the edge of our seats.
Craig, I think Craig has made the most difficult.
You may get this.
I don't think so.
Yet. You may get this.
Yours were pretty tough.
Are you ready?
Safe work environment?
Boats. Quarter.
Boats, quarter.
Boats. Quarter. Controlled.
Remote control boats.
Boats. Quarter. Control. Jungle Cruise.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
I know.
It's funny because Derek is right, but he didn't say the name of it.
I don't know.
Right next to where Jungle Cruise is, they used to have a quarter-operated Jungle Cruise boats.
That you could just drive?
Put a quarter in, you drive. I remember doing it.
Like a remote control?
It was called Shrunken Ned's Junior Jungle Boats.
I can't believe I didn't know that.
Say that again?
Shrunken Ned's Junior Jungle Boats.
Well, looks like we're still tied.
We're still tied.
Does that mean, Craig wins?
No, I've got... I think last time we did this... We had to come with another clue.
Oh.
So let me...
Craig, that was good. He's going deep cuts over here.
He is.
All right, Craig. What is your tiebreaker clue?
All right, guys. Here we go.
Is this still something that's closed?
This is still something that's...
Okay.
That's not available. No, gotcha. That'd be... Not, so, yeah.
It's not available.
Not necessarily closed, but not available.
Okay.
You'll understand after you see it. Transportation.
Odyssey Center.
After we hear the Odyssey Center. Oh, express transportation.
Nope. Transportation.
Uh-huh.
One track.
Monorail. No, that's got two tracks.
It's still available.
Oh, it is two tracks?
Yeah, it's got the resort loop and it's got the Epcot track.
One track.
No, that's not what I mean.
Trolley. Cable car.
Horse-drawn carriage.
Driver.
Fire truck? No. Omnibus.
Rethink what you said.
A cable car.
Transportation.
Mono.
One track. Driver.
You know, I'm disappointed. Craig made us think that this was going to be easy.
Riding in the front of the monorail.
Bingo! That is it.
What? Well,
you can no longer do that. And it's one. It's on. Sits on one track. That's what I meant by one track.
Oh, you can do it in Disneyland. I'm pretty sure.
Are we a Disneyland podcast?
We are Disney World. Well, we can be Disneyland.
Well,
not until we go again.
Derek, congratulations.
Guys, would you say I did okay?
I say you did awesome, Craig.
I like it. Derek, did good.
Congratulations. I led most of the way, and you finished strong.
You did. Discovery Island was your downfall. Gave me a chance.
I know. I should have said it. I knew it, and I should have said it. But, hey, you win some, you lose some in this life.
It is. I'm glad you're not more upset.
I kind of like being the host better than being the player, because I'm terrible at being the player.
Well, That sets up a rematch between me and Craig next time. He defeated me last time. I'm 0-2, by the way, on this show.
And this was your idea.
I know. I'm the only one that hadn't won yet. So I'm coming for you next time, Craig. I'm going to get my revenge. My revengeance, in the words of Mr. Riley J.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
But at least today I do get to pick the segment four.
The segment for what, Matthew?
Greatness.
I'm glad you remembered.
I don't like this, Craig.
Greatness!
That's more like it.
It's great. I'm glad he just remembered it was greatness, not guys.
Guys. Show.
Okay, you make one mistake in life and you live the rest of your life.
This question I have today, it goes back to our last episode, episode 50, Disney Unlimited, which if you didn't get to hear that, we encourage you to go back and check it out.
We're talking about on iTunes and Podbean as we speak.
That's exactly right. Considering your property right now at your home, which the list
does it have to be at our home? That's my question.
It just has to be on property you own.
Okay.
Any property you own anywhere.
Okay, you forgot I have 25 acres that I own.
Well, then you're going to have
plenty of room. I have anything, man.
I don't have that. So any property you own, if you could pick one Disney ride. No. If you could pick one Disney ride to put in your backyard.
Okay.
In your backyard, what would you put back there? And it has to fit in the yard.
I mean, your ad's fitting in the backyard.
Craig has a very small backyard.
If I use some of...
How far back does your property line go, though? Can you clear out some trees?
What if we said it could take the place of your house? Just on your...
On your lot.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay.
Okay. Well, I've got 1.4 acres.
I've got 1.53.
I think I got about 1.4.
If we knew the acreage size of attractions.
Yes, sir. What is the acreage size here?
You can just put it over there with Qualls' property. It doesn't matter.
That's true. I'm gonna have to take into consideration that I got two small boys, so I'm probably going to pick out something they like. For my house, I want to pick something that's family-friendly, has to have a relatively small footprint. You know what? I'm going to pick the Seven Dwarves Mine Train. Because Bruin, it's his favorite ride. It doesn't have a huge footprint.
Right.
I think it fit nicely and snug in on our property, and it's something that our entire family could enjoy. Keegan doesn't yet meet the height requirement, but he will.
But if you owned it, I mean,
if I owned it, I could change it. That's exactly right.
That's right.
So, yeah, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. That's what I'm putting on my property. If I could pick one Disney ride, I think it has a lot of rewritability. Always a lot of details that I missed the first time around. So, I'm taking that one. What about you, Derek? I wonder what the listener's thinking as they listen.
They're thinking, I wish they'd cut this stupid music off.
So, Derek, what are you going to buy to place on your property?
Okay. I'm going to have part of an attraction.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm only going to have one theater from Soarin' in my yard.
And
I'm going to change the movie back to the old movie.
Old, original Soarin'. I love it. Well, you only need one theater.
Sorry, Soarin' over the world.
Here's the thing. If you had a ride in your backyard, do you think you'd ever get tired of riding it?
Yes. I'd get tired of paying electricity for it.
But we have an unlimited budget.
Well, that's not at home. That's another show.
So Soarin', old Soarin', original Soarin', Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And Craig, what are you picking?
I was thinking Flight of Passage when he said that.
Oh, yeah.
I was also thinking Toy Story. Those are two good ones that would fit. But I want to try to squeeze into my space. I don't know if it will or not. I like to put Space Mountain. Without the queue, I think you could do it.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be awesome in the neighborhood to see that big thing sitting there?
So you'd have the whole dome. You think that dome could fit on this property?
I don't know. But it would be awesome.
It would.
And plus all those bags that people lose, I could find.
Yeah, I was going to ask, would you make it to where...
That one bump.
The two places.
Yeah.
Could you fix the two places?
Be one of those two places.
Where people lose stuff.
Yeah, well, awesome. I think any of those three, but it'd be kind of... If I couldn't squeeze it in there, then I'd probably do Toy Story, because you can play it forever and never really get tired of it. Your arms would be humongous, though, from playing that.
That's true.
Hey, you've been over Craig's house, haven't you?
Yeah. Another one I was taking into consideration was Tower of Terror. You just put that tall
vertical.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
I thought about that.
Your neighbors would get sick.
The neighbors would love the
screaming. But I was worried about if Boone would like that.
Yeah, that was my reason too. Well, guys, I think that I enjoyed that. Thanks for playing along, and thank you, Craig, for hosting Disney Parks Password Third Edition.
Sure, I had fun doing that. Surprisingly, I had fun doing that.
It's
not too bad when you're not playing. There's a lot more stress on you when you're playing.
I don't know how you guys don't enjoy
it. I think we enjoy it. We're stressed because we're afraid of losing.
It's all in good
fun. Nobody wants to lose.
Because now you have to catch Derek coming off the mountain.
That's right.
Well, hey, at least you're not as bad as I am. I'm 0-2. So.
But you've helped. But behind the scenes, look.
This is not a...
Behind the Seeds tour? Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on Thursday. What episode will we have then? We don't know, but we'll figure it out by then. So, thank you for listening. Download us, like us. Craig, what
else?
Give
us some ideas.
Yeah!
If you want to see something on Thursday, well, as we're recording this, we can for sure squeeze that in. So, let us have some ideas of what... Maybe you've got an upcoming trip and you want to know some more information about what you need to be planning. Let us know.
And if you've gone on a recent trip, contact us. We'd love to have you on, interview you on the show for a recent trip rundown.
We may even hear more from Derek.
Derek still has to give us his. The rest of the story.
Yeah.
Listeners, we appreciate you. And for that reason, we encourage you to, as you leave,
beware the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace. The haunting's free. So hurry back.